Hello and welcome to another Thought for the Day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. We're looking at Proverbs chapter 15, and this morning we're on verse 21, but let's come to God in prayer before we come to his word. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, which is there and true, irrespective of the weather or anything else in our lives. And we pray that you will minister to us this morning through your word, so that we might glorify Jesus in the way that we live and learn more of him. In his name we pray. Amen. So let's read our verse. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 21. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense, but whoever has understanding keeps a straight course. So first of all, let's unpack the verse a little and get to the heart of it. It's describing two people, and we've seen that these proverbs like to do comparisons. The word but is kind of like the pivot on which they turn. And very often you'll have a negative description first, followed by a but, and then the positive aspect of what it's like not to be like, whatever the negative description describes. So who is it who is being described here as negative? And who is it who is being described as positive? Well, the one who is the negative aspect is he who has no sense. And the positive person is the one who has understanding. So what's being said of them? The one who has no sense is brought joy by folly or foolishness, but the one who has understanding keeps a straight course. So we can do some implying here by implication then. The one who has no sense does not keep a straight course, and the one who has understanding finds his joy elsewhere in things other than foolishness. And we have to remember that we're looking at this from a New Testament perspective. So we are taking this as the word of God to those who have come to know Christ. And therefore they are aware of the difference that the new birth in Christ makes and what the Holy Spirit who has come to dwell in their hearts has brought them in their salvation. So this is a before and after comparison. What you were like before you became a Christian and what you are now like after. Let me say one more thing. These are extremes. So it's not necessarily true that everybody in the world who is not a Christian who is as foolish can be. What we're looking at is what not being God's, being alienated from God, does to the heart and to the mind. And if you will, switch over in the New Testament to Ephesians chapter 4, because this is exactly what Paul talks about in verses 17 onwards, where he says, I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, remember that word, we'll come back to it, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. And he goes on to talk about the way of life that a Christian learns when they hear about Jesus and they accept him as Saviour and Lord. And they're taught then in the truth to put off their old self and put on the new self. And what that does is to put aside the deceitful desires of the flesh and replace them with something that is heavenly minded, that has its eyes set on Jesus. So it's talking about two things: sensitivity and sensibility. This is very much along the lines that our pastor Simeon was preaching about yesterday evening when he was talking about Romans 1. Let's look at the first of those, sensitivity. What's happening, Paul says, when a man decides to live without God, is that gradually he becomes desensitized. In other words, all of the means that God has placed within human beings to be able to discern what is right and what is wrong, what is good to do and what is not good to do, that is gradually being eroded. And it's a bit like when perhaps you get older, like I am getting older now, and your hearing begins to suffer. So as your hearing is compromised and begins to fade, you have a need for people around you to speak louder in order to get their message through to you. And that's sensitivity. What's happening is that your hearing is becoming less sensitive. So what this is saying about the world is that the person who lives in it becomes less sensitive to the things they ought to pick up in life, things that show them the way that is right and the way that is wrong. So what happens as they become less sensitive is that they need more of an impulse, more of a hit, as it were, in order to make them respond. And we see this in the way that people turn to other things, even in the extreme, like addictions, where people need a stimulus that's really going to hit them hard in order to make them feel in any way alive. And so they replace what should be there in their lives with something artificial. Their sensitivity is destroyed. And this man, who actually is the fool, the foolish man, what's happened is he's replaced what should be the stimulus, the means whereby he feels satisfied in life, with just anything. He's just satisfied with anything that makes him feel happy. And he will settle for anything at all. And the implied aspect of that is that therefore he's all over the place. He's not got a straight path at all. He wanders from this side to the other. He goes this way and that, searching for things that will bring him joy. In the language of our day, it's a question of if it feels good, do it. Whatever turns you on is okay. And the Bible says that is folly. Living life so that you just will experience joy from anywhere makes you shallow. On the other hand, as Paul says, when you come to Christ, your sensitivity is fine-tuned, it's honed, it's made to be what God intended it to be. That has an effect on you. It means that you are then maybe upset by things that didn't affect you before because you're more sensitive to them. It means that you find joy in things that really you just passed by in your previous life before you were Christian. And those things are very often the things of the Spirit, the things of God. Your sensitivity has come alive. Somebody has once said that a graveyard is the most ordered place in the whole of existence. Nothing moves. Nothing is out of place. Everything is dead. So living can cause you problems. It can make you disturbed. It can make you upset. But that's a part of being alive in Christ. That's sensitivity. It's what sensibility about. That's about the mind and the way that you think. What Jesus does is he brings your mind alive. Paul describes it in Romans as being transformed by the renewal of our mind. Our thinking is affected by being Christ's. And his being Lord of our life means that we start to think of the world with his perspective on it. And we look at others in the light that Jesus brings. So the folly that brings joy to the one who has no sense is replaced by the wisdom that brings joy in the Lord to those who have understanding, and it keeps them straight, it keeps them aimed like an arrow headed for the target, living for Christ, glorifying God. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, help us to live with understanding imparted by your Spirit, revived and given new life by the new heart you have placed within us in the glorious love of your Son who gave himself for us. Amen.